Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring Giants players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
Giants third baseman Matt Duffy joins us each homestand.
I think when I'm going best is when I'm just staying short, trying to hit the ball right back up the middle and seeing it well.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest, too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play. Today's guests are two Giants players who were integral to the World Series championship teams in 2012 and 2014, relief pitcher George Contos and outfielder Gregor Blanco. We'll start with George Contos.
George, last season, you know, you guys had a lot of injuries, but you still battled through it. You guys were in the race. So what are your thoughts about last season and going into the season, what the atmosphere is going to be like in that clubhouse?
You know, last season, like you said, it was a grind. You know, we had some guys, some key guys who missed some time for us, and we had some guys step in, and they did a great job. You know, and we played as well as we could with what we had on the field. And, you know, last year just kind of wasn't enough. But from what I've seen this year from our team, I really like the way it's looking. You know, we signed Jeff Samardzija and Johnny Cueto, who are guys who, you know, have been known to get above that 200 innings mark. They're both very, very good pitchers, and you know, that's what we base our success off of here, is starting pitching and our pitching in general. So, you know, we have our big bats back and everyone looks healthy and strong and ready to go. And with the new guys that we have coming in, I'm expecting a very, very successful season this year.
You had just a spectacular year last year out of the bullpen. What was the key for you? And once you got it rolling, how much did it help that your confidence was sky high?
You know, like you said, confidence was the main thing. When you go out there and when you pitch with confidence, there's really no telling what you can do, any pitcher. And I think to credit my success last year was I really started mixing up my pitches. I developed the cutter, which was a little bit of a newer pitch for me last year, and it really became part of my repertoire, you know, fully throughout the season. And that was just the main thing, was just mixing my pitches up, switching my looks up, keeping the ball down in the zone. You know, all those factors, I think, had a big part into my success last year.
Do you think every year there's an adjustment? The hitters know what you're doing. You know what they're doing. I mean, every year you have to go into something a little bit different because the hitters have a lot of film on you and they really have a book on you now.
You know, I don't know if you have to do anything different, but, I mean, there's always room for improvement as a pitcher. I mean, you can always locate that fastball down and away a little bit better. You can always execute your pitches a little bit better. You know, and the more innings and the more outings you have in the major leagues, there's footage on all this stuff. You know, they can see us and we can see the hitters. So, you know, it works both ways, and you just have to be prepared, and you have to trust your delivery. You have to trust your mechanics. You have to trust all that stuff where you can execute a pitch the way you want to execute it, because at this level, these guys don't miss mistakes. And it's just minimizing your mistakes, which will lead to being successful.
No more Jeremy Affelt in that bullpen. He was such a mainstay on the championship teams. What did he mean to you? What did you glean from him? And how do you guys move on without a veteran presence like that?
I mean, you're not going to be able to replace a Jeremy Affelt. The guy was, you know, my locker was next to his every day I ever spent in the major leagues with the San Francisco Giants. When I got called up, they put my locker in between Jeremy's and Javi's. So Jeremy and I were very, very close. And I'm going to miss him. I know the team's going to miss him. And he's just a guy who, you know, his experiences and his knowledge about the game really helped me and mold me into the pitcher that I've become in the major leagues now. So, you know, I can't say enough thank you to that man right there for, you know, where I'm at right now. You know, he's meant a lot to me. He's meant a lot to his organization and to his teammates. And, you know, he's just a great guy. He's a great player, and we're definitely going to miss him.
From the outside looking in, it seems like he was a real leader in the bullpen. And you talk about leaders on a ball club, you know, in the lineup and all that. But do you need to replace that type of presence as far as being a leader in the bullpen?
You know, that's the one thing that we've done really well with this team, is when somebody's out or if somebody's injured, and now that he's leaving, somebody else has always stepped up. And we have a lot of bold personalities, but we all get along very, very well. So Jeremy was a guy who, you know, he commanded respect, and you've spoken to him. He speaks his mind. He tells you how he feels. He's very, you know, he loves expressing himself emotionally, and you know, that's going to be something that we're going to miss. Someone else is going to have to step up and do that. And you know, I think as the season progresses, someone will do that. Someone will step up, and you know, whether it's Javi being a little bit more vocal or whoever it may be, you know, it'll definitely try and get filled. Nobody will be able to do it like Jeremy did, but we'll manage.
Before we finish, you see these kids coming up. I mean, I was watching San Jose Giants games, covering them last year, and everybody's throwing 95 to 100 miles an hour. But what would you say to some of the young guys who do throw hard? It's not just about velocity. Is there a lesson to be learned as far as pitching that includes velocity, but, you know, it's not the only thing?
Yeah, you know, I mean, having the velocity is obviously a plus. You know, everybody wants to throw hard. Unfortunately, not everyone's blessed to throw 95 plus. You know, I'm a guy who is in the low 90s. I'm a, you know, 91 to 94 guy, but, you know, I've learned sometimes, you know, from getting beaten, and sometimes from, you know, just watching film and watching other guys, but you have to locate your pitches, and, you know, upsetting hitters' timing is the whole point of pitching, you know, keeping that little white ball off of the center of the sweet spot of the bat. And you do that by pitching the ball down the zone with movement, with mixing up your speeds, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, if you have the velocity, that's great, but you're not going to use the velocity instead of location. You have to do them both because, you know, as I'm sure everyone has seen here and there, you know, those high-octane fastballs, they get hit out of the park too. You know, if you make those mistakes, these guys are really good hitters. I'm not going to miss those pitches over the middle of the plate.
George, thanks so much. Good luck.
Thanks.
That's Giants relief pitcher George Contos. Coming up, we're going to hear from Gregor Blanco of the Giants, but first, let's hear what George Contos has to say about my favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco.
It's a great golf course. It's very convenient for us to get there, and it's a very challenging course. If you're not in your game, you get in the rough. Rough's long there. It's a very beautiful course. They're very gracious and get us out there anytime we're able to get out there for an off day and play some golf. So, you know, just with how beautiful the course is and how challenging it can be, it's always a lot of fun getting out there and playing around.
Now it's time to hear from Giants outfielder Gregor Blanco in a conversation I had with him at AT&T Park in San Francisco just prior to spring training. Gregor, first of all, how's your health? You had to go through the concussion last year. You know, how'd you deal with that, and how are you feeling now?
I feel great. You know, it was tough for me. You know, especially the last month that my teammates they were fighting for a spot to get to the playoff, you know, and I couldn't help them, you know, and it was really tough for me not be able to be there with them, but at the same time I was like, well, I just need to get my things right. It wasn't that easy for me, but now I'm 100%, you know. I get I get to the rehab assignment for everything, and everything was 100%. So before I left, I want to make sure that I left right. So I did it, and I get back in shape, and I my training program and my eating program and swinging the ball, and I'm 100%. So it's good to feel good again.
Well, you know, the concussions are really tricky, and they're so much more prevalent now in sports. I mean, you kind of expect it in the NFL, but maybe not in baseball as much. But, you know, your teammate Brandon Belt, he had to go through it. Was it scary for you to have to go through something like that?
Yeah, it was. It's really weird. You know, it seems like you cannot focus yourself. You cannot put yourself in one spot, you know. You got headaches. You cannot sleep well. You get dizzy pretty quick, and it wasn't easy, you know, to feel good, but to not feel good at the same time, you know, to be 100% to play the game, and the ball comes really fast once the pitcher had the ball in the hands, and the game is pretty fast to play it. So to be part of a major league team, you got to be 100%. So. That's the small things that concussions can affect. You know, you're not gonna feel 100%, and to not feel like that, there's no way you can play. You know, so it was tough for me, and I did it for a couple of games. I even hit a couple home runs with a concussion, but I feel different. I'm telling you, I feel different, and that's why I was like, I was feeling worse every time. So I get to a point that I say to myself, you know what, you need to say something. So I did it, and I thank God that I did, and the results was that I had the concussions again, it was tough. But I'm 100% now, ready to go, and really excited to get back to spring.
Really glad to hear that. Now, you were having a really consistent year last year on the field. I mean, how did you feel about that, and how much do you think you can take that into this year? What was different maybe about last year? Did you think that was one of your most consistent seasons?
Yeah. I think last year was the year that I've been learning more about playing in the major leagues. You know, I always thought that I've been a small guy taking pitches and working the counts, and now I say to myself, you know what? That you need to realize that this is the best pitchers in baseball. You need to be ready to go from 0-0. You know, and sometimes you need to work the count. Sometimes you need to do this, to do that. But you gotta maintain yourself aggressive most of the time. And that's the biggest thing that I changed. You know, I work hitting from 0-0, and my stats were really good when every time I hit 0-0. So I said, why not? You know, I start hitting like that, and I start seeing the results, and all of a sudden I find myself having a good year.
We'll have more with Giants outfielder Gregor Blanco right after this.
Hey, how'd you get those cool new shirts for the trade show so fast?
Access!
Who makes all that great clothing for high schools and colleges?
Access!
How do I get my company logo embroidered on some nice polo shirts?
Access Uniforms is your go-to resource for customized clothing. Just call us to find the right product, email your artwork, and your order will be on its way directly from our factory right here in Burlingame. Call Access Uniforms at 877-755-LOGO. That's 877-755-L-O-G-O.
Do you think maybe there was more pressure to take pitches when you're in the leadoff spot, and you know, when you're not, is it a little easier in some respects because you're not in that leadoff spot? You know, you don't have to think about drawing a walk. Now you can, like you said, go after the first pitch if you want to.
Yeah. Well, no, it was the same. I'm telling you. Once they put me in the little spot, and in the first spot, they put me a couple of times. I said to myself, don't change anything. You know, just keep doing what you've been doing, and if the first pitch is right there, swing it, you know. And the Giants, the Bolshe and Bamba Mullen, you know, our hitting coaches, they're really good. They let us really play the game, and they never say anything bad to us if we want to be aggressive and trying to do what's best for the team. And so I started doing stuff like that, and I started having more confidence in myself and improving myself on hitting. And now that I know that, I think this year for me is going to be even better. You know, I don't know how much playing time I'm going to get, but I know offensively myself, I feel more confident, and I know I can help the team even better.
You know what's great for Bruce Bochy is that, no matter what, no matter how much playing time you get, he knows he can count on you. I mean, if you're going to play every day, if somebody's hurt, you're going to play every day and you're going to go all out. If you're just going to plug in every once in a while, you're ready for that. What have you learned about those two roles, being the guy who's in the lineup every day all of a sudden for maybe a month, or the guy who's just getting at-bats irregularly? You don't know when you're going to be up there.
I think the what I always trying to accomplish is to have Bochy always think on me, you know, always have him thinking, okay, I know I got Gregor. I know if something happened, he can be the guy to help us. So I always trying to myself to say, okay, just be ready for that moment when he needs you. And if he is to play every day, I'm really excited about it. But I know what's the situation, and I know what can happen. So I just always prepare myself for anything, you know, whatever they need me. And like I always say, I'm just glad to be here and to really be part of this amazing franchise, you know. And I hope I play my whole career here. So it's always been great, and since 2012, and whatever role they need me to do, I'm always gonna be ready for.
You know, the Mets had a great year and they got to the World Series, but one of the reasons they didn't win, they didn't play great defense there in the World Series. You guys always seem to play excellent defense. So what does that mean to you and everybody? I mean, there's so many guys in this team that really know how to defend.
Yeah, it's crazy how we play defense. We really communicate ourselves when the game starts. and we really are like selfish at the same time. We, as myself, when I'm playing the outfield, I'm just thinking about there's no way this ball is gonna drop here. I'm gonna catch everything, you know, everything they hit here. And what is amazing about this team is that it's just not me thinking that way. You know, everybody's thinking there's no way if they hit it here, he's gonna be an out. So I think it's amazing how we prepare ourselves for that, and our offense since 2 years ago is improving a lot. So I think that's another thing that I'm really happy about it. You know, the our offense, now we got the defense, and now we got the pitching again. You know, adding Cuero, Samaria, and having Bongane, Kane, and PB. You know, I think it's amazing that we have this team again, and we're really excited.
Yeah, it should be exciting. You know, long after your career's over, I think people will always remember that catch you made in the Matt Cain perfect game. Also, there was that great play when you started the relay in the World Series, and you guys were able to get Prince Fielder out at the plate. Just moments like that, how much do you cherish it? Because those were big moments, and people always remember them.
Well, those moments start in practice. I always say to myself, like, day practice series. You know, I always take ground balls with Roberto Kelly. I got to give him a credit for that he always there for us and trying to work with us in drills and in the outfield. And whatever ground balls I take, I always say like 15, and I always try to take at least a half of those ground balls like a game, you know. So whenever, and I always try to play myself in situations, you know. I always let the ball pass me by, and I just grab it, like those situations, like you say, like somebody hit a double, and I just go to the wall, and I have to catch the ball and throw it to the cutoff man, you know, stuff like that. I was during the season, I work on it, and so when those moments come, they come easier. So I think it's pride, and I always try to do the right thing in the right moment.
Yeah, you have. Before we finish up, you know, team changes every year. You mentioned the acquisitions. The Giants got some great players. But, you know, some guys leave. Like last year, Pablo Sandoval goes to the Red Sox. Tim Lincecum isn't here. Jeremy Affeldt has retired. So how do you guys keep it together as a team that's always a winning type team when you lose really important players like that?
I think always when we lose somebody and we ask somebody, we have to, as a team, that's how I learned. My mom teach me how to do it, and that's how the Giants are. I think we are a team that we're on the same page, that everybody we get somebody on our team, we really welcome those persons, you know, those players. We really feel, let them know they are part of this team, and we are grateful to have them. So I think they really feel that as myself, I feel in 2012. When I joined the Giants, and I was like, wow, this is the team that I want to play for my rest of the career, because I really feel the friendship, the family, the fans, the city. So it's amazing how everything is so positive, and you get in love with that. So I think that's why this team's so successful when guys leave and somebody else come, you know. So We should be proud of having this amazing team.
Yeah, it's been a great ride. Gregor, thanks so much for your time. Good luck this season.
Thank you.
That's Giants outfielder Gregor Blanco. I want to thank him and Giants pitcher George Contos for being our guest today on Inside China Basin. Coming up on Wednesday, we'll hear from Giants pitcher Jake Peavy and infielder Kelby Tomlinson. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening on thesportsvirus.com.